Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We are broadcasting border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain, 25 days until we defund the Democrats. And we got a great big show for you today, folks. As promised, as we head into the midterm elections, we're going to be focusing on races all over America. We've got a great radio roundtable coming up with Denise Quinn from KYKN Radio in Oregon, Jeff Katz from WRVA in Richmond. Congressman Jody Heiss from Georgia is going to be here. We have some breaking news on the FBI's crackdown on pro-life leaders, and we're also going to be talking with our friends from Alliance Defending Freedom. And, of course, most importantly of all, your telephone calls. Go ahead and write down our telephone number. You're going to need this if you want to call in. You got to make it through the hurdles and the hoops of one Grace Baker, executive producer and call screener of the program. But Grace is ready to go. She's been exercising the earlobes all day. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, before we jump into the big stories of the day, I need to bring you a pretty important update on what's going on with Alliance Defending Freedom. The fundraising effort, we're raising money all this month for Alliance Defending Freedom, and it's not going well, to be perfectly blunt with you. It is not going well. And, you know, there are a lot of factors. I would suspect the economy is really giving people a second thought as far as charitable giving. But, folks, this is serious, and we need your help right now. We are trying to raise $20,000 for Alliance Defending Freedom. And the challenge with ADF right now is they're getting so many cases. The Biden administration has just waged a fierce and brutal crackdown on religious liberty in this country. And they need our help. And they don't charge any of their clients any money. Jack Phillips, the baker, we've had him on the program a number of times over the years. Those are the people they represent, people that listen to our radio program, people that we go to church with. And that's why they need our help, because we get to help pay the bills at Alliance Defending Freedom. So here's what I'm going to need you to do. I need you to go right now over to our website, toddstearns.com. You can click on that ADF banner right at the top of the page. And if you donate, your first gift is going to be matched up to $25,000. So you give $25,000, that's going to be a $50,000 gift. But folks, most of us don't have $25,000, but maybe somebody does. Maybe somebody has $100. That gift is going to be doubled. We're running pretty behind where we were last year at this time, and that's why we need to make this a priority. So again, toddstearns.com, and you can donate online. Some of you may not like to donate online. Well, we have a phone number for you, and I want to share that number with you right now. 855-417-6556. That's 855-417-6556. You say, Todd, why are we talking about this? Because out of all the conservative talk radio programs in America, this is the only one, and I want you to hear this, we are the only one that regularly covers the Alliance Defending Freedom stories. And we're bringing these to you all the time. And now is an opportunity for us to be a part of that effort. I have donated, and I know many of my friends and family have donated, and I want you to donate. No matter what you can give, no matter if it's $10 or $10,000, every bit helps. Well, $10,000 helps a whole lot more. But you know what I'm talking about. So anyway, ToddStarnes.com. Click on that banner. We're going to have some totals for you tomorrow, and we'll let you know if we've been able to move the needle today. So look, we're going to talk politics, but something happened last night in Dearborn, Michigan that we got to talk about. I just think this is a great story. Now, when the Christians go to protest, people get all nutted up, you know, on the left. The progressives, they can't stand the Christians when they get organized. And the Christians, by and large, are a very nice, polite protest group. And quite frankly, that works against the Christians a lot of times. Because the Christians are out there, and let's just say that the school board is promoting gay pornography in the public school. You know what we're picking on? Let's just say heterosexual pornography in the classroom. And the Christians go out there, and they're all dressed up in their little coat and ties and their Sunday service. And the church ladies, they have their brooch on, and they've got their hair done did up, and they're sitting there, and they're very respectful and polite at the school board meeting. And
forget the pearls, Todd. They've got pearls.
Oh, they've got pearls, and they maybe have a little prayer group outside.
Yes.
Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya. And everybody's just so nice and
hair
polite.
Hair pinned back away from the face.
Yeah, and nothing gets done. And because the school board knows that they can just steamroll over those people.
Oh.
Kumbaya.
Ouch.
That hurt. That's going to leave a mark.
Turn the other cheek, though.
Oh, dear. The problem is, you know, with that philosophy, turn the other cheek, and I get it, it's scriptural. The problem is, and I'm going to be generous here, what happens when you turn all four cheeks?
Oh, yeah,
all four. What do you do at that point?
I just run out of cheeks to turn.
I think that's biblical code for, you know, have a come to Jesus moment.
Well, there's stuff in scripture about that too. You know, somebody wrongs you, you know, you talk it out. Okay, you don't get thrown to them. Okay, now you do this. Now you do that. Now you do a come to Jesus meeting.
So that's how the Christians operate. And then you've got all these evangelical, you know, woke leaders out there, the skinny jeans preacher crowd with the rock bands that are basically, you know, cheap cover bands that wouldn't even make it at the Holiday Inn, you know, drive-in. You've got those guys out there saying, well, we shouldn't be out there protesting anything because we don't want to offend people. We want to practice pronoun hospitality. We just want to love everybody. All right, well, you're going to love them to hell, but okay, good luck with that. What was it Dr. Robert Jeffers said yesterday on this program? He said that, talking about Gavin Newsom, by the way, and the use of the Bible verses for the abortion billboards, says people have gone to hell for a whole lot less. It's true, though. Anyway, I digress. All that to say, you Christians out there, when you protest, you're sort of like, you know, meek and a little vanilla. And that brings me to what happened. And we got the video up on our website, and you got to see this. The Muslims have gone bonkers, and they are enraged. So a couple of weeks ago, a bunch of these Christians showed up at the school board meeting in Dearborn, Michigan. And they said, "We got a problem here because you got gay porn in the school library, and we don't want our kids reading or seeing the gay porn." And, of course, you know, everybody starts screaming, "That's homophobia. How dare you? The children have a right to see gay porn in their libraries. Who do you think you are?" So, anyway, you know what happened? The Christians, they just went away. And nobody did anything. Because the Christians weren't forceful. Well, last night at the school board meeting, hundreds of enraged Muslims showed up. And it turns out, and I know this may shock some people out there, but they really have a problem with gay porn in the public school libraries. And I mean, they were shouting and chanting and screaming. There were poster boards written in five different languages at the school board meeting in Dearborn, Michigan last night. It got so crazy, the school board shut down the meeting. Now, everybody's upset, but here's what's really amazing here. Now the Republican Party is stepping in, and they're offering to support and they call them conservative Muslims. All the Muslims are conservative because all of them are opposed to the LGBT porn in the library. So anyway, they're going to try to reschedule the meeting tonight in a 600-seat auditorium. May I just say that is a very, very bad idea for the school board, because you know this place is going to be packed out. So now the local newspapers, they don't know what to do, because you know the local newspapers out there, they're all just very supportive of the Muslims, and they because the Muslims are a minority, and so therefore they have to be elevated to the majority status. And so now the newspapers, so they're trying to figure out a way to hedge this. So instead of just calling them Muslims, they're now calling them conservative Muslims. Okay, that's every Muslim in America, at least conservative based on their religious views. And then the Detroit News Free Press and the public radio station, which is really taxpayer funded, Michigan Public Welfare Radio, they actually described the crowd as mostly young Muslim men. Well, we all know what that's code for. So it'll be interesting to see how this goes down tonight. But I find it interesting that now the Muslims and the Christians and the Republicans are all getting together, partnering together to fight back against this radical indoctrination in the public school system. Hassan Chami is the founder and organizer of the annual Ramadan Festival. And they're saying that parents are fed up. And this is the quote: parents are fed up, and in Dearborn, they aren't allowing this nonsense to go on any longer. This is the quote from Tudor Dixon, who is running for governor. So she's the Republican gubernatorial candidate. She said schools need to stop teaching radical sex and gender theories behind parents' backs, and instead get back to the basics of teaching reading, writing, and math. Abdullah Hamoud, a Democrat who left his seat at the state legislature, became Dearborn's first Arab American mayor, says at the core, efforts to remove books are attempts to, now this guy is on the other side, says they're attempts to limit freedom, and it will not stop there. You know, I'd like for him to deliver that message to that big rampaging group of people down at the school board meeting. So all that to say, this is going to be very delicious. Grab a big old bowl of popcorn. We're going to carry this live on our website tonight. Grab a bowl of popcorn and get yourself a Baptist martini or two. And you can have it on the rocks. By the way, you Lutherans, that's a Diet Coke with a wedge of lemon. And watch the festivities, because the liberal media is confused. They don't know who to cover. They don't know who the good guys are and who the bad guys are. Anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun, and we'll keep you updated on that. What is the lesson here? What lesson can we learn from the Muslims there in Dearborn? To stand up and fight back, by golly. You got to be loud and proud, to borrow a phrase from a certain demographic. You've got to be loud and proud at your school board meetings. Enough of this nonsense. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Do you support the Muslims in Dearborn, Michigan? Do you support them getting out there in force, having their Muslim clerics out there in force, the imams at the school board meeting speaking? Can you imagine if that would actually happen on the Christian side? Where are there any Christian pastors out there willing to take a stand like that? I just think it's great. And it's America. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
All right, I'm just waiting for the media up there in Michigan and nationwide. Well, they're not going to cover the story nationwide, but I'm waiting for the media to start calling the Muslims bigots and homophobes. I'm waiting for them to start showing up at the Muslim bakeries and demanding that they bake the cakes. You see what would happen? See what happens when they go down that path? But they're not going to do it. I know somebody reached out. Todd, it's not just the Muslims. No, did I say it was? No, I told you Christians were out there, but the Christians don't know how to organize. The Christians don't know how to mobilize. And I suspect many of the Christian churches up there in the Dearborn, Michigan area are just like the ones down here in the South. Many of them have been neutered. You can get your cat spayed and neutered, but not your preacher. That's the problem in America right now. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Honored to have you with us today. By the way, Carrie Lake was supposed to debate Katie Hobbs yesterday. Katie Hobbs, even the Democrats are complaining about this woman. And Carrie Lake literally called out Katie Hobbs, also PBS. But you got to hear this. Katie Hobbs simply refuses to debate Carrie Lake.
The people in the liberal press need to demand that your candidate, the one you guys are backing in the liberal press, show up and debate. The people of Arizona deserve this. I promise her, Katie, I promise you can write the questions for me. I promise you I won't yell, Katie. I promise you I won't interrupt you. And if you want to have an emotional support animal there as well, I will agree to that. But show up like a grown-up and debate. We have serious issues facing this great state of ours. We've got the narco-terrorists controlling our border right now. How in the heck are you going to go up against them if you're afraid to debate me here at PBS? How in the heck are you going to go up against Gavin Newsom when he's stealing our water and fight back there? And when they're taking our energy? How in the heck are you going to fight for companies to come to Arizona when you have to go up against people like great governors, like Governor Abbott and Governor Kristi Noem and Governor Ron DeSantis? Arizona will lose if Katie Hobbs is elected.
No doubt about it. And look, I think that's very generous. Carrie Lake says she's willing to debate no matter the format. She's willing to concede to anything Katie Hobbs is willing to do, including the support animal, which I think is a very generous thing. I don't know if that's a gerbil or a snake. I don't know what it is, but whatever the support animal is, Carrie Lake has offered graciously to cover the cost of that. So PBS, instead of just saying, oh, sorry, folks, PBS did an about face and they did a private one-on-one interview with Katie Hobbs. And now that's got people there in Arizona calling for PBS to be defunded. Look, PBS, Public Welfare Broadcasting, we have it here in Memphis. Good people that work there, but they're all working for welfare. And it's a horrible thing. And I hate it. I'm a radio station owner. How would you like it? Let's just say you own a Chick-fil-A, and all of a sudden the government opens up a chicken joint across the street from you, and they're using your tax dollars to fund that chicken joint. How do you think I feel as a radio station owner? Well, you've got National Public Welfare Radio, that's NPR, and you've got PBS, Public Welfare Broadcasting, and they're stealing our tax money, and they're nothing more than a great big leftist propaganda machine. That's all they are. That's all they are. So good for you, Carrie Lake. We've already got the hashtag #DefundPBS trending on social media. Now, when we come back, I want to jump in real quickly. A lot of people have been asking about this Alex Jones verdict that came in, nearly $1 billion in damages that Alex Jones is going to have to pay to the families of 8 Sandy Hook shooting victims. Do you think that verdict was the right thing? Was that the right call to make? Is it too much money? What sort of a precedent do you think that sets here in America? 844-747-8868. I'm going to share my thoughts on this. I want to hear yours as well, though. A lot of people are saying that verdict is not fair. What say you? 844-747-8868. Don't forget, in the break, go right now, ToddStearns.com, click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner, and let's hit that goal today, folks. Illegal drug trafficking has turned our southern border into a war zone. It's a war that no one wants to talk about. That's why I urge you to see Border Battle, the new six-part limited documentary series from Turning Point USA. It exposes the sheer evil and inhumanity of drug cartels and the illegal drug trade. Fentanyl has killed tens of thousands of Americans. It's so dangerous, just 3 grains of fentanyl can kill you. Border Battle reveals how illegal immigration, human trafficking, and America's drug crisis has only been made worse by decades of government neglect. Today's drug cartels are militarized with sophisticated weapons, tanks, and drones that drop explosives on their drug competitors right on our southern border. We've never seen this before in the history of our country. Hear directly from Drug and Border Patrol agents about the horrific conditions along the border and what life is really like on the front lines. Watch Border Battle now. Download the full 6-part documentary series at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Good to have you with us. So real quick, I want to weigh in on this Alex Jones thing, and I've got been getting a lot of emails about it and messages from you folks wondering where I stand on all of this. So look, back when the Sandy Hook massacre happened, I was actually still a reporter at Fox News Channel. I had not switched over to the opinion side, and I was assigned that story, so I had to drive up to Connecticut. I covered that story for several weeks. Had me going live out there in front of the school and then the church where they were having the big memorial services. So I never did understand why Alex Jones was advancing this clearly fake narrative that the whole thing was made up, that the thing never happened, the shooting never happened. I mean, that was the whole argument, that the shooting never happened. So anyway, parents took him to, and my understanding is the parents have been, just brutalized over the years. They have been harassed, bullied, harangued, death threats, the whole nine yards, as a result of Alex Jones perpetrating this narrative that it was a false flag, that it never happened. Well, it did happen because I was there. And I saw it. I saw the heartbreak and the anguish. I don't know what to say. So then you had some of the families, and they filed a lawsuit, and now the jury has awarded them nearly $1 billion in damages, but that number could even go higher, and I think it's expected to go higher. And now Alex Jones is going to have to pay, you know, whatever this, you know, this penalty is. Of course, it'll be litigated forever. But my question is, what sort of a message does this send about free speech? Because Alex Jones was allowed to say what he said. He hasn't been charged with a crime. He hasn't been charged with murder. He didn't pull that trigger. And the question is, are we heading down a very dangerous path when it comes to free speech in America? Now, here's my take on it. The people who should have punished Alex Jones are, in fact, his listeners and his readers. They're the ones who were duped. They're the ones who got sucked into all of this stuff. And yet they still support the guy. They still read his stuff. They listen to the shows. They do whatever they're going to do. And that's how he's able to make his money. But I do look at how the media, basically they're accusing him of perpetrating a lie. All right, that's it. In a nutshell, he perpetrated a lie. All right, well, why isn't Nicholas Sandman from Covenant Catholic High School, why isn't he getting a $1 billion settlement? Why isn't Kyle Rittenhouse, who the mainstream media lied about him, where is his $1 billion settlement? I mean, what about President Trump? They've lied about the president over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. What about the $1 billion every time you've got people on CNN or MSDNC or any of the other channels knowingly perpetrating falsehoods? So all I'm saying is this opens up a Pandora's box. But ultimately, you know, Alex Jones has to live his life. He has to go to bed at night. He's got to look at himself in the mirror. But I will say this, what was done to those parents was evil, downright evil, and I wouldn't wish that on anybody. Could you go up? We had a couple of weeks ago, there was a horrible murder here in Memphis, Tennessee. Eliza Fletcher. You might have heard the story on the national news. Could you imagine a radio host going up and saying, you know, that didn't happen. That wasn't real. That's all make-believe. They're out to get your guns. It's all make-believe. People would believe that. They would believe that. And that's what happened with Sandy Hook. And it's appalling. But I do find it interesting that the media's indignation is somewhat selective when it comes to these kinds of stories, because they're out there doing the exact same thing Alex Jones is every single day. Every single day. So there you go. All right, 844-747-8868. We'll take your calls on this. That's 844-747-8868. To show you how crazy things are getting out there in the political world, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, her name is Sandy. That's what they called her when she was in high school, but now she's AOC. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Sandy, who went to Boston University, by the way, very affluent family she's from. She got nailed at, we're going to play this, and it's about a little over 2 minutes long. We're not going to play the whole thing, but these are the people from her home, from her town hall meeting she held in her home district back in Queens. Take a listen.
Congresswoman, none of this matters unless there's a nuclear war, which you voted to send arms and weapons to Ukraine. Tulsi Gabbard, she's left the Democratic Party because there are a bunch of war hawks. Okay? You originally voted, you ran as an outsider, yet you've been voting to start this war in Ukraine. You're voting to start a thermonuclear war with Russia and China. Why are you playing with the lives of American citizens? You're playing with our lives.
There will be no neighbors if there's a nuclear bomb. You voted to mobilize and send money to Ukrainian Nazis. You're a coward. You're a progressive socialist. Where are you against the war mobilization? He's telling the right truth. You have done nothing. Tulsi Gabbard has shown guts where you've shown cowardice. I believed in you, and you became the very thing you sought to fight against. That's what you've become. You are the establishment, and you are the reason why everybody will end up in a nuclear war unless you choose to stand up right now and denounce the Democratic Party. Will you do that? Yes or no? Okay, simple. Are you going to stop nuclear war? Yes or no? There is no line.
Because this is...
None of this matters if we're all dead.
Language, sir.
You know that. Then let's take it up right now, because this is the only thing that matters. This is the only thing that matters right now. We could be in a nuclear war at any minute, and you continue to fund it. That's what's going on. Why not right now?
Because you are being rude.
You're the liar here. Nobody has held you accountable. That's what's happening. And it is time for you to stand up and realize that what you've been saying has been lies. Let your conscience come through for once.
I could listen to this all day long. I may make that my ringtone. This was at a friendly town hall meeting, and there were multiple people rising up and calling her out. You know, a lot of people are very concerned about nuclear war. Meanwhile, when you look at what's happening in Ukraine right now, you have President Zelensky, and what is he doing? He's literally whining and dining. And when I say wine and dine, he's taking out celebrities to steak dinners with the wine bottles flowing. He's doing the Vogue magazine photo shoots. He's hosting all these Hollywood celebrities, going to all the... According to the news, they're on the verge of nuclear war. Why isn't this guy eating the same rations that the military guys have to eat? Why is he out there feasting, living like a king, while yelling at all of us here in America, saying, you know, we're evil people if we don't give them billions and billions of dollars? Well, no wonder we're giving the guy billions and billions of dollars. He's going out there eating steak every night. Are you eating steak every night, ladies and gentlemen? So I don't know what's going on over in Ukraine right now, but it is not the story that the mainstream media is giving us. And by mainstream media, I'm going to throw Fox News into that bunch. Early on, they told us this was right and wrong. If you don't fly the Ukrainian flag, you're un-American. They told us that Vladimir Putin is an evil man, and I have no doubt he's an evil man. But you know what? There's plenty of room in that part of the world for evil. And it's very possible that Zelensky is just as evil as Vladimir Putin is. So I don't know about you, but I feel for these guys because, again, I don't think that we're going to see nuclear bombs falling in this country. If there is some sort of a nuclear attack, it's going to happen over in Ukraine. But for the sake of the argument here, and for the guys living in Queens, New York, who are raging against AOC, raging against her, the reality is if there is a nuclear attack here, guess where Ground Zero is? It's Queens, New York. It's Times Square. So these people literally live at what would be Ground Zero. So, yeah, I get it. And you've got people like AOC joining people like Liz Cheney shoving our nation into a nuclear conflict with Russia. Now, I know there are a lot of war hawks in the Republican Party. And my question is, okay, you really think this is going to be a fight where you're going to have American soldiers and Russian soldiers shooting each other? No, that's not how that's going to go down. This is a war that will be fought in a basement somewhere with buttons and drones. That's how that's going to go down. And it will be the destruction of all of us. So I really would like for somebody out there to say, you know what, maybe just maybe we do need to send Donald Trump over there. Maybe just maybe we do need Donald Trump to go over there and calm things down, to lower the temperature before we're all crispy critters. That's all. All right, got to take a break. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Oh, I got to tell you, our good friend Mike Lindell has done it again, people. Mike Lindell offering some incredible discounts just for listeners of the Todd Stearns radio program. If you want to check them all out, you can do that right now. MyPillow.com/Stearns. That's MyPillow.com/Stearns. Now, get this. As soon as you hop onto the website, you're going to be offered a free gift if you purchase anything over $20. So you can actually activate that offer as soon as you go to the MyPillow.com/Stearns website. MyPillow Giza Dream bed sheets as low as $39.98. By the way, the Percale bed sheets as low as $29.98. I have the Giza. Love those. Also, you're going to be able to get MyPillow mattresses, the MyPillow towel sale of the year. It's a flash sale today, ladies and gentlemen. $24.98 for a three-piece towel set. Just lots of great products for conservative patriots all over America. Go to MyPillow.com/Stearns. Use my promo code. It'll direct you on how to do that at MyPillow.com/Stearns. Thanks to you great Americans, MyPillow is an amazing company. And Mike Lindell has an amazing offer for my listeners on his standard MyPillows. You get a standard MyPillow, normally $69.98, only $19.98. You're also going to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products like MyPillow towels, mattress toppers, My Slippers, so much more. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square to get Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Or you can call 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS. MyPillow is made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty so you know it's going to last, and a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. It's time to start getting the quality sleep we not only want but need. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS to take advantage of Mike's special offer on his standard MyPillow. That's MyPillow.com, promo code STARNS, or call 1-800-839-8506. All right, folks, Democrats freaking out, by the way. These polls look devastating for the Democrats. But do not be deceived here, folks. Do not be deceived and do not be fooled. We've got to get out there 20 points behind every single day. In your mind, you have to say, Jeezaloo, we're 20 points behind. We got to get out there. We got to get more people to the polls. That's what we've got to do here, folks. Interesting numbers coming out of Wisconsin, where Senator Ron Johnson has now widened his lead over Mandela Barnes. That's in the Wisconsin Senate race. And the reason why, when you look at the polling data, most people are very concerned about crime. I mean, you've got people getting shot. You had two police officers get shot in Connecticut. Here in Memphis, Tennessee, a triple shooting this morning. Two people dead, including a 10-year-old child. Philadelphia, people getting gunned down. It's so bad in Philadelphia. The crime is so bad that Wawa, which is a very popular convenience store, it's kind of like the 7-Eleven. Wawa is now announcing that they're looking at not expanding into the Philadelphia area. They're just too concerned about, they're concerned about the violence. And I'm curious because the Democrats are literally campaigning on abortion and defund the police. I'm curious to hear from you, what is the number one issue that's sending you to the ballot box on Election Day? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, I want to play some audio for you. This is just brilliant. Moms and dads in Encinitas, California, are raging mad over these drag queens. And I want to explain to you, what you're about to hear is a mom addressing her school board. And she does this in such an effective way. Just take a listen.
I just want to know what it is that makes a drag show family friendly. Because if you follow it to its logical conclusion, you can slap family friendly titles on anything. You can have family friendly gentlemen's clubs, family friendly strip shows, family friendly 50 Shades of Grey read alouds. Will you approve my flyer if I want to host in all the sex secrets of the Kama Sutra for kids and families if it's family friendly? That's my question.
Wow.
What is it about a grown man? And I honestly, sincerely, as a woman, mean this. What is it about a grown man costumed in a sparkly bra with augmented boobs busting out, a leather miniskirt barely covering his twerking ass with tuck tape on his front while spreading his fishnetted legs as he writhes on the ground, grinding his groin next to a minor, family-friendly? You owe us an answer.
No.
And you know, you don't get to hide by just taking something down off Peachtree and calling it a day. You owe an explanation and an apology to everyone. That has a massive problem with child porn, with sex trafficking. You, a little school district board of adults, made the decision to feature an event to hypersexualize young children. Do you want to know that the word that defines that? It's groomer. You all played the activist pimp for in a line surgical center and for a 21 plus gay bar. It makes you groomers and activist pimps. And we won't have those sitting on a school board who oversees the education of our children. You all stepped out of line. You should be ashamed.
Yep. Yep.
There's nothing loving.
No.
There's nothing. Let's unite and include, because the logical conclusion of that is you end up in diabolical evil. There are boundaries, and you don't slap family-friendly titles on stuff to cover your ass.
Good for you, ma'am. Good. I like this mom. Because she's speaking truth to power. Now, the backstory here, and this is near San Diego, whatever you will. The school district promoted a gay-friendly, it's a gay event, and it's family-friendly, a gay family-friendly Halloween event. And it was posted on a website for schools there in the area. And moms and dads are, and she was actually going through and explaining the kinds of things that were going to be happening at this particular event. But, you know, the mom raises an interesting question, and I'm curious to hear from you guys on this. What is the obsession with the drag queens? Why are the LGBT activists so hell-bent on shoving the drag queens in front of children? I mean, this has been going on for at least 5 years now, and it started with the drag queen story time events in our taxpayer-funded libraries. Now it's happening in schools, and now you've gone from drag queens to drag shows, where they're literally letting children, and we've got the videos. You can see them for yourself on ToddStearns.com. We've got the videos of these children that are literally putting dollar bills into the thongs of men dressed like women. If this was happening outside on the street, this would be a crime, punishable by many years in prison. So why are we allowing this kind of stuff to happen inside a gay bar, straight bar, Applebee's? Why? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Hey, a reminder, ToddStearns.com. We need your money today, folks. Alliance Defending Banner, Defending Freedom Banner. Click on that and help us reach our goal. We appreciate you. We'll be right back, America.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. 25 days until we dethrone Nancy Pelosi. It's going to be a great day, ladies and gentlemen, when that happens. So good to have you with us today. A lot happening this hour of the program. Congressman Jody Heiss coming up from Georgia's 10th Congressional District. He is one of a number of Republican lawmakers writing a letter to the FBI demanding information about these raids on pro-life leaders and these indictments. We're going to be talking with Congressman Heiss in just a little while. Also, big numbers coming out today. These are the final inflation numbers before the midterm elections, and it's really not looking good. We're going to be getting into those numbers here in just a little while, but just to give you an idea, U.S. inflation is up 8.2% in September. Food at home, 13% up. Food away from home, so if you go to a restaurant, if you head down to the Chick-fil-A or the Zaxby's, 8.5%. Gasoline up 18.2%. It goes on and on and on. Needless to say, a lot of Americans are hurting right now. Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker lines. We have some very special guests with us today. Our good buddy Jeff Katz from radio station WRVA, our affiliate in Richmond, Virginia. Jeff, good to have you with us today.
Always great to be here, Todd.
And from our great affiliate in Salem, Oregon, radio station KYKN, our good friend and pal, Denise Quinn. Denise, good to have you back with us.
Hey, thanks, Todd. Always good to be with you.
And Jeff, you got to go gentle on Denise. This is her first radio roundtable rumble thing. So
she is already ahead on points. I got to tell you that.
Be kind.
Denise, I want to start with you because this is very intriguing. Things are so bad for the Democrats in Oregon. I never thought I would say that, that Joe Biden is having to do some emergency campaigning in your state. What's going on?
Well, I never thought I'd have to say that either, but yes, POTUS will be here, I believe, tomorrow. He's kind of wending his way west. But the numbers, there was a new Clout Research poll that came out. I saw it today. It's got Drazen at 44%, Kotek at 38%, and Johnson at 11%. So the numbers are continuing to move, in my opinion, in the right direction. It's crazy politics here in Oregon. There are issues that are outside of the standard sort of binary DNR, where you've got a lot of Democrats and Johnson voters crossing over and voting for Drazen and not Kotek. So it's fascinating, but there's a sort of a liberal tabloid magazine up in Portland, Willamette Week, and they're even kind of meh on Tina Kotek. And, you know, it's a $10,000, I think, opportunity to get a picture, and I don't know. There's the enthusiasm is just not there for that team.
Jeff Katz, did you ever think we would see a situation where you would have Democrats in such turmoil that they might even lose super blue Oregon?
I never thought I'd saw it. I'd live to see it, rather. I am thrilled, though, to see it. This, you know, Todd, here's the funny thing. And, Denise, this is an amazing thing. You're talking about Joe Biden coming in to help the Democrats. Wait till Joe Biden gets there and people see him. I think you'll see even more people voting Republican.
I think you might. And a lot of people, you know, the speculation just sort of out on the Twitterverse is, does him coming really actually help? Because you're seeing a lot of Democrats in other states that are kind of going, please don't come. That's okay.
That's right.
We're good. We're good.
You know, Denise, on that note, there's a story up on FoxNews.com posted just a little while ago that many people in the rural part of Oregon, and people may not realize all of the state does not look like Portland.
Right.
A lot of farms, a lot of small towns, and there on the ballot, there is a movement afoot to secede. I mean, you've got, what, about 7 or 8 counties that want to secede and become what would be known as Greater Idaho.
Right. That, you know, and I personally don't think that is really going to do anything. But when you've got that many counties and you've got that urban-rural divide, which is very real in Oregon, you've kind of got the big blue blob of Portland, Salem, Eugene. The rest of the state is really pretty darn red. But the problem is land doesn't vote, and so the population centers are in the blue areas. But there's a real shift. It's palpable and you can feel it. But yeah, a lot in rural Oregon, when you got Portland politicians of which Tina Kotek is, making decisions for ranchers and dairy farmers that are going against their interests, there's a shift and a huge change coming in, and Drazen is really tapping into that.
Jeff, a lot of folks are nervous. Conservatives are nervous. They see the polling data. We tell people don't believe everything you see. But when you look at the issues, crime, the economy, those are the issues that are impacting voters right now. And according to the polling data, they don't trust the Democrats to fix those problems.
No, not at all, Todd. We're living in a time right now, you know it, Denise knows it, where people in the real world are saying, I get it, you want to talk about transgender issues for some reason, but I've got to pay $4 a gallon for gasoline. I can't afford to take my kids to Chick-fil-A for a special treat. We have to seriously consider what we're buying to prepare lunches at home or dinners, and we're terrified to go into certain areas for any sort of entertainment. Todd, you know it as well as I do, man. Those are the real issues, and that's what real people are thinking about, and I don't think they're sharing that necessarily with pollsters. We've seen these pollsters, they're as bad as the legacy news media hacks who do nothing but regurgitate those DNC talking points. So why bother? Just make sure you're voting, vote the right way, and for goodness sake, help to save this country.
Denise, I'm curious what people are saying there in Salem. You guys are near Portland. Are you starting to see that spillover crime that's been happening in Portland?
Yes, unfortunately. Yeah, just even on my commute home, I drive by, there's this homeless encampment that's on some bare land out in the north part of Salem, and it really feels like every time I drive by it gets bigger and bigger. Unfortunately, in the Salem City Council, there's been a shift towards more progressive, leftist-leaning members of the council, and the new mayor that got voted in is definitely a leftist progressive, so a lot of what we're seeing in Portland is making its way down here to Salem, and it is getting worse, and it's very concerning. Salem really used to be a really sleepy town. I mean, it used to be old Salem is lame. Now it's kind of Salem is a little scary. But again, with these real local elections, people don't seem to pay enough attention to them because that's where the rubber hits the road, and your quality of life is affected by whose butts are in those seats.
And Jeff, you know, back in Virginia, you guys really illustrated how to deal with this school board situation, the radical indoctrination, mobilizing moms and dads. Now that's literally happening all over America. What kind of an impact do you think that's going to have on the midterms?
I think it's going to have a huge impact, Todd. We saw it here in Virginia. I'm very happy to say I was at the forefront of a movement I called We the Parents, where we the parents said, hey, these are our children. We absolutely need to be involved. We are seeing at the moment here in the Commonwealth more people running for school board seats in this election cycle than we've ever seen before. And we have a two-tier way of doing it. We have the cities and towns that vote in the even number years, counties vote in the odd number years. But I'm hearing from people all across America that it is resonating with them. Again, there's nothing more important to a mother or a father than taking care of their kids. And that's what these issues all come back to.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker lines, our good friends, Jeff Katz from radio station WRVA, Richmond, Virginia, Denise Quinn from radio station KYK, and both carry the Todd Stearns radio program. Denise, I'm curious, and Jeff, I want you to follow up when Denise finishes her thought here. I'm curious to know what's on the minds of the listeners at KYKM.
The big ones, homelessness, crime, education, the economy, things that are impacting everyday life, the kitchen table issues where, you know, you can't put gas in your car. You got to make a choice between, you know, are you going to have ramen noodles or is it going to be bologna? I mean, trying to figure out what you're going to feed your kids. Education is a big one in our area. We've got a dysfunctional school board. We've got, you know, sexualized curriculum being forced on parents, and you've got a disrespectful board. And so there's a lot of friction there. There's just a lot of friction. So it's probably the same issues that Jeff is facing in Virginia. I think they're pretty standard, and you know what's interesting is the Republicans are running with that and campaigning very, very wisely, and it is resonating.
I would agree with Denise, Todd. The issues here all grow from the kitchen table. They all grow from what's going on in our homes. Are you going to have enough money to fill up the minivan with gasoline? Are you going to be able to take the kids to those after-school activities? Are you going to be able to make a donation to your church or your synagogue or your favorite charitable group when prices are going through the roof? And we're seeing some stuff here. Now, thank goodness we don't have this homelessness issue that Denise referenced in my part of Virginia, but we absolutely are walking into supermarkets, and I never thought I'd see this. We're seeing empty shelves. We have shelves that simply do not have products on them anymore. The products are so much more expensive than they were this time last year that I'm listening as I go through the food line, and I hear people talking, and I don't mean to eavesdrop, but I am listening in, and people are all talking about the same stuff. My gosh, it's so expensive, and I'm watching people put stuff back. I think those are the real issues.
Speaking of food, guys, we're going to take a brief detour here. I'm just fascinated by this story. So there's a guy in Los Angeles, and of course it's Los Angeles, and he's very upset because he came to the realization that the delicious and spicy Texas Pete hot sauce is not, in fact, made in Texas. It's made in North Carolina. And so now he's filing a class action lawsuit against the makers of Texas Pete, which is a family-owned company, by the way, claiming that that this is disinformation and they have committed an egregious offense here.
Todd, I'm going to tell you something. You know, I lived in North Carolina for a period of time, and I would put our hot sauce up against anybody's hot sauce, whether it's in Texas or anywhere else. And this wackadoodle in Los Angeles clearly needs a hobby. Maybe take up knitting, volunteer some time helping people. You know what the greatest decision, though, would be? If he does win the case, I'd love to see him awarded a lifetime supply of Texas Pete hot sauce.
But Denise, here's the problem. So the guys who made this, the family that came up with Texas Pete, created it, concocted it, they were originally going to call it Mexican Joe. And that would be like a modern-day Aunt Jemima thing going on right now. So it could have been worse, I suppose.
My first thought when I saw this story was, at least it wasn't made in New York.
Oh,
if you remember the old
New York City.
New York City.
Well, and as much as I know we have a lot of listeners in North Carolina, but the best hot sauce is made in Louisiana. Period. I mean, it's I'm not even going to go into the whole barbecue conversation right now North Carolina, but that would create a civil war. Speaking of causing controversy, this story just broke today. Generation Z has apparently banished the thumbs up emoji. That's according to the New York Post. They're saying that the thumbs up emoji, and by the way, Generation Z, for you folks out there, these are the people born in the late 1990s. They are the, by and large, plant-based, pronoun-confused, and perpetually offended generation. And they're saying that it's rude and hostile. What say you guys?
Oh, that's precious. That's just precious. It's funny. I sent a thumbs up to Grace Baker when she sent me that story, and then I realized, oh my gosh, that was unaccommodating and unfriendly of me. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Grace? Where's Grace? Are you okay, Grace? Are you triggered?
I'm still recovering from the trauma.
So sorry.
Need a nap.
Yeah.
She suffered a mental break.
Uh-huh. She did. You know, Todd, you hit it right on the nose there when you said perpetually offended. I mean, they're searching for reasons to be upset. It's the one thumb up. I gave them two thumbs up and a big crying smile just to make sure they knew that I just didn't care that they were all that upset about it.
You know, here's what gets me. I mean, this is the generation that can't even hold a face-to-face conversation without using a hashtag or the internet slang.
That's right.
I mean, I'm not sure what they're wanting here. But, Denise, it's not the only one. They banned the heart emoji, the clapping hands emoji, and the one that looks like the chocolate pudding.
The chocolate pudding one. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I know which one you mean.
Just Google it. That's not whipped cream on top.
I'm sorry. They're just so precious. It's so precious.
They are. They're like delicate little flowers. Do you not feel like the response should be hashtag, are you flipping kidding me?
Yeah, and I to even acknowledge it, I'm sorry if you don't like it. It's so maddening because we cater to it. Yeah. We need to stop catering to it.
It's like
take a lap, walk it off. That's it.
Hashtag microaggression. Emoji snowflake. You can still use the snowflake emoji, by the way.
For now,
so
Todd.
Mean.
For now.
Jeez, Alou. All right, we got to leave it there. Great radio roundtable today, guys. Denise, well done. Welcome to the crew.
Thank you. I love it. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, Denise Quinn from KYKN and our good friend Jeff Katz from radio station WRVA. That was a fun segment last night, Katz. We had a good time.
It was. Listen, you're always on your A game. There's no doubt about it. And I got news for you. You got quite a find there in Denise. I mean, there's a reason, obviously, they're carrying the Star and Show. They're smart people there.
Well, and by the way, they know how to make some barbecue over there, too. And cheesecake.
Uh-oh.
I'm just telling you. You all right there, Katz?
I'll get over it.
All right. Denise Quinn, Jeff Katz, folks, we got to take a break here. Guys, thank you. 844-747-8868. Do people really have a problem with these emojis? I'm still trying to figure out what they are. We'll be right back. So, Grace, is this like a big thing with Gen Zers? I mean, you're a Gen Zer.
Yeah, I use the thumbs up. I use thumbs up emoji all the time. And emojis in general, I am guilty of using the laughing till you're crying face all the time, like way too much.
Yeah, I was using that one after I read the story. I'm like, are you people serious? I do remember, though, there was a big thumbs up controversy because they only had a white thumbs up.
Oh, so now you've got all different colors.
You've got to have multiple shades of thumbs.
Yes, this is true. I use them a lot. I feel like it's the new, you know, back in the day, it was like LOL. Everybody used abbreviations for everything. And we still do that, but emojis are even easier.
Do you capitalize LOL or is it all lowercase LOL?
Lowercase.
Less effort. Okay. Well, that makes sense. But they, you know, I find it interesting. They don't have a problem with the snowflake emoji.
Yeah.
And that to me, it seems to me that would be more offensive.
It's also white, like literally white.
Monkey covering eyes is considered bad too, apparently.
Why?
I don't know.
Again, a lot of people use that one.
Check mark, the check mark thing is offensive now, and clapping hands.
What? So,
one Reddit user says it's a generational communication culture difference.
Interesting. So what? Here's my thing. What do you use? You're running out of emojis here.
Well, I think you just use your mouth, your voice, and you say.
You can do the voice messages now.
Oh, for heaven's sakes!
You can. Which
people
is
just don't want to have conversations. You know, there was a time where they would teach you how to have a conversation with someone.
To write a letter.
How to add 2 + 2, where it equals 4 and not 5.
That's true.
But you would actually, they would teach you interpersonal skills. Hello, my name is so-and-so, and you shake their hand, you look at them in the eye.
And you maybe give them a thumbs up when you leave.
But now, I mean, everybody's head is literally down looking at one of these smartphones. I mean, people don't know how to communicate with each other anymore. And then the emails, you send an email and people think you're yelling at them or something because you used all caps. What's up with that? That's not in all caps. That's upper and lower. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. 25 days until we defund the Democrats and we boot Nancy Pelosi. If you haven't registered to vote, get registered. Early voting about to kick underway across many parts of the nation, so you be sure to do that as well. 844-747-8868, that's our toll-free telephone number. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. A good friend of this program, Congressman Jody Heiss, joins us from the great state of Georgia. Congressman, hope you're doing good today.
I'm doing great, Todd. Hope you are.
I am. Thank you. And, Congressman, we've been following this very disturbing story of pro-life leaders who are being arrested. They're being raided by the FBI in the early morning hours. We believe one of them to be an 87-year-old World War II concentration camp survivor who now faces spending the rest of her life in jail. And I know that you have joined a number of other Republican lawmakers demanding answers from the FBI. What's going on?
Yeah, it really is disturbing to say the least. This is nothing but an overreach, a power grab, an act of intimidation with our federal government under the Biden administration trying to flex their muscle and utilize federal agencies as a weapon to attack political opponents. I mean, Todd, that is what's taking place here, and we're seeing it now with pro-life individuals who have just been doing their business now for decades, standing for life, and all of a sudden under this administration, many of these people are getting visits with highly armed FBI agents at ridiculous times of the morning. Mark Houck last week, as we all have witnessed, I mean, that was just absolutely unbelievable. About 25 of them pointing weapons at the children, at Mark, at his wife, and then handcuffing him and taking him away. For nothing. I mean, he doesn't even have any charges. What little charges there were dropped a long, long time ago. But under the Biden administration and this Department of Justice, they are weaponizing the government to attack political opponents. It's chilling.
It certainly looks that way, and it's not just pro-lifers. They've been going after Trump supporters. We think about Congressman Scott Perry, chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. They came to him while he was on vacation, took away his phone. These kinds of things continue to happen on a very disturbing basis. And, Congressman, you have to wonder, is the Biden administration using the FBI to target their political enemies?
I think that's exactly what's taking place. And, I mean, there are several of us, close to 40 of us, that just sent a letter that Chip Roy actually led, and we're demanding answers from Christopher Wray at the FBI. We want to know what's going on. And, I mean, and you look at the unfairness, and this is where you have to draw the conclusion. This is nothing other than an attempt to intimidate and go after political opponents. I mean, we had over 100 abortion pro-life pregnancy centers that have been attacked, from churches, pregnancy centers, all over the United States after the Roe v. Wade decision was reversed. Over 100 of these attacks. Not a single person has been, to my knowledge, investigated. Certainly no one has been prosecuted. And yet we have these flimsy issues where pro-lifers and Trump supporters, as you bring up, just simply political opponents, are being grossly intimidated by the FBI. And it's un-American. This is just absolutely unthinkable that average citizens in this country are now watching their own federal government come after them simply because they are not in alignment and agreement with this radically left-wing administration.
And Congressman, let's not forget about the moms and dads and the school boards. And so now you have a situation where you have parents that are sitting there wondering, okay, if we raise a concern with our school board, are we going to get that knock on the door? That's the chilling of the free speech. And I don't know about you, but I was contacted by a journalist who wanted to know if Trump gave me any private documents during my meeting with the president. And you sit back and you wonder, even people like us, we've been in this a long time. And you wonder, oh, well, geez-a-loo, am I going to get the knock on the door?
That's right. And at what other time in our history would those thoughts ever even cross our mind? We have First Amendment rights in this country to hold, embrace our beliefs, our values, our worldview, and to declare those things in the public square. But now those rights are seriously being threatened, and many people are facing horrifying experiences. You know, and I'm one of them too, similar to you. I got called before the grand jury in a grossly intimidating situation over the January 6th thing. And, you know, this is just wrong. It is absolutely wrong what's taking place. And parents, Trump supporters, pro-life, anyone who is holding to the principles that we tend to cherish within the Republican Party, it seems, are right now a fair game for intimidation from this administration.
Congressman, you are out and about in your district, the 10th Congressional District. What are you hearing from folks? What's going to be sending them to the ballot box on Election Day?
Well, you know, there's no question. There are a number of things, but the economy certainly is a major concern. People simply cannot afford to continue putting gas in their car and food on their table. It's just and meeting their mortgage payments. I mean, all these types of things are serious concerns. Then, of course, the southern border, fentanyl now the number one killer in America, literally pouring across our southern border along with criminals and who knows what all, human trafficking. And so the southern border is a huge issue. Crime skyrocketing. People want safety. And even the gender stuff. I hear a lot about people concerned about all this gender nonsense being crammed down our throats and women's sports in colleges and kindergartners being taught all this puberty blocking type treatments, all of it combined. There's not a single positive thing that this administration and this radical left-wing Democratic Party has not been doing for the last 2 years that now is not energizing Republican voters to get out there and vote.
All right, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Let us know if you guys hear back from the FBI, because we're curious to know why they're targeting these pro-lifers as well.
We want to know. We'll stay on it, Todd. Thank you.
All right. That's Congressman Jody Heiss, 10th Congressional District of the great state of Georgia. Good man right there. And we'll get him back on very soon. Are you concerned by this, ladies and gentlemen, the idea that these people who are standing on a sidewalk, that's the crime here. And this law has been on the books since Bill Clinton was in office. He's the one that signed this. But I do not recall it being used as a mechanism for the FBI to stage these early morning raids on law-abiding citizens in their homes. These are good and decent Christian people. You have not seen the FBI do one pre-dawn raid on anybody that was involved in the 2020 riots, the people who tried to storm the White House. What about those people? Clearly a double standard here, and the congressman is right. This is a concerted effort by the Biden administration to use the FBI as state police. And they're coming after Christians. They're coming after conservatives. They're coming after pro-lifers. All that to say, you better wear pajamas if you go to bed, because you don't want to see yourself on the news in a compromising position. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Folks, let me tell you about Patriot Mobile. They're America's only Christian and conservative wireless carrier. They sponsor our Newsmaker line. And these folks are doing some great work. They are fighting against radical school boards across America, and they've been very successful. NBC News actually gave them credit for being responsible for the conservative gains on school boards across the state of Florida. And that's why I want you to consider switching to Patriot Mobile, because your money, your bill is going to fight for freedom in America. You're also going to get some pretty awesome cell phone coverage. Patriot Mobile has broad nationwide coverage. They use the same towers the big guys use, and they have a plan to fit any budget, no matter how big, no matter how small. It's super simple to switch. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd, or give them a call, 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT, and be sure to use my promo code, Todd.
finally, as you view the evidence today, also consider this. President Trump knew from unassailable sources that his election fraud claims were false. He admitted he had lost the election. He took actions consistent with that belief. Claims that President Trump actually thought the election was stolen are not supported by fact and are not a defense. There is no defense that Donald Trump was duped or irrational. No president can defy the rule of law and act this way in a constitutional republic, period.
All right, that's Liz Cheney. The J6 hearings back underway up on Capitol Hill. I'm just going to throw this out there for you folks. Is there anything at all that's happening in that committee that's going to sway your vote one way or the other? I'm just not seeing it. First of all, I don't think anybody's watching this nonsense, but if in fact there was something there, it would have already come out. Unless they're holding something back that they know is going to be explosive, and the only reason they would do that is for political purposes leading up to the November elections. But I am curious. I mean, are you guys done with this? Is this making any sort of an impact? Are you hearing people down at the Long Street Cafe in Gainesville, Georgia, talking about the hearings? Well, did you see what old Liz Cheney was wearing last night? She's a Bernie woman. I mean, are people talking about that kind of stuff? I'm just curious. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. Let's go to the phones. Mark in the Villages wants to weigh in on these drag queens. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, Todd. How are you, young man?
I'm good. Thank you, sir.
Good. Yeah, I want to touch on these drag queens. You know, Todd, I think they're perverts or pedophiles hiding in women's clothes to get to these kids. Todd, you know, you should get Chris Hansen on your show, the guy that can catch a predator, and ask him that question. Why are they trying to push these kids, dead set on pushing these kids onto transgenders? Now you have this administration, this ignorant administration, allowing them to get away with it. Todd, you have a lot of sick people in all walks of life that are pedophiles supporting this.
Oh, look, no doubt about it. And Mark, the very idea that we're having conversations now about rebranding pedophilia and calling it, what is it, minor attracted people? That's what we're calling them now. No, they're perverts and pedophiles.
Yeah, what they're trying to do is push their perversion onto these kids, but they're doing it through these drag queens now to make it legit. You know, years ago, you'd be in prison or in jail for doing this. And now this administration is allowing it. These are sick individuals, and they're in all walks of life. You just don't know who it is. It could be someone in Hollywood. It could be a lawyer, attorney. You just don't know. There's sick people in this world right now, but they're trying to legalize, trying to do their little finagling so that they can get to these kids. And I think that's how they're doing it, through these drag queens.
You know, they kicked the Gideons out of the public schools, the Christian business guys that were giving out the free Bibles. They're not allowed anywhere near a school now, but it's okay for a drag queen to show up. And you're right. These people are, by and large, are perverts, I would say. Anybody cavorting about with children, that's where I draw the line. What you want to do at the drag club, hey, you're a grown adult, have at it, live your life. But don't put that kind of stuff in the public school classroom. And Mark, I think one of the reasons they're doing this is because they know it is not a natural behavior. So this is something that, this is an ideology that has to literally be brainwashed into the minds of the children.
Yeah, and I totally agree. Again, Chris Hansen will give you the answer you're looking for, but he'll probably say the same thing we're saying. This is just a way for them to get to your kid. I'll tell you right now, just homeschool your kid. You know, what kind of parent allows your kid to go into a strip joint and allow that anyway? I question the parent, and the parent should be in jail too. Anybody that sits there and let their kids do something like that, they're just ignorant, man. Totally sick themselves. They need to have their kids taken away from them.
Well, it is curious, especially when you see the videos of the children putting and they're being encouraged. You can tell in some of these videos, the children don't want to have anything to do with this. They don't want to be there. Clearly, they were dragged there by their woke mommies and daddies. And they're, you know, shoving the kids toward the drag queens and having them put the dollar bills in the private parts. And you're like, where is Child Protective Services, to your point, Mark?
Yeah, unbelievable. Now to get off of this subject and get on a brighter one, what are you going to dress up for Halloween?
Oh, I don't do that. I don't, you know, it's hard to say. I've thought about dressing up as a radio station owner, so, and I thought it just about having empty pockets. That's.
I would say, you know, Chick-fil-A sandwich. I was even thinking maybe Miss Doubtfire. That would draw some controversy.
Miss Doubtfire. Good Lord, man. Come on, Mark. I could do the Chick-fil-A cow, though. That would be kind of cool. So. I don't know. Mark, I'm hanging up on you now, but thank you.
Okay.
Good Lord. Grace Baker, did you put him up to that?
Nope, that was all Mark's doing. I'm sorry.
I don't know about that. I'm not sure I believe that.
Doubtfire is a funny one,
though.
This
is Doubtfire.
That would be actually iconic.
So my favorite time, we were in, this was back in high school or college, I can't remember. I dressed up as Boss Hogg from the Dukes of Hazzard.
I'm Googling right now.
No, you don't know about the Dukes of Hazzard?
I know vaguely, but I don't know what Boss... Oh, yep, Boss Hogg. He wears a full white suit.
With a white hat.
With a white hat.
With a white hat. You know, I actually have... I am thinking about wearing my Stetson hat on Halloween. I think that's what I'm going to do.
Do it. There's,
so
we're going to take pictures.
Do it.
Do it.
I was at the George W. Bush Presidential Library there at SMU, and I was shopping in the gift shop.
Does.
And this lady, very beautiful, very attractive sales clerk, she comes over and she says, "Oh, do you have a coffee table?" I said, "I do have a coffee table." She goes, "Do you have a book for your coffee table?" And I said, "No, I don't." She goes, "Well, you know what would look nice on that coffee table?" I'm like, "No, what?" She says, "An Audubon Book of Birds." Now that thing weighs about 50 pounds.
Yeah,
it's like
a lot of birds.
There are a lot of birds in there. Who knew? So. She says, "You really need this." And I'm like, "Really?" She goes, "If you got a coffee table, you got to have a coffee table book for the coffee table.
It's got to be aesthetically pleasing."
So I said, "Okay." I think she even used those words. So I bought the Audubon Book of Birds. And then she says, "You know, it's hot outside." And I said, "Yes, sir, that blazing hot sun. Do you have a cowboy hat?" And I said, "Well, you know, I don't have a cowboy hat." And she goes, "Well, we've got these beautiful Stetson hats. And you," she says, "put that hat on." And she says, "You look great in that hat." And I said, "Really? I didn't think I looked all that good in a Stetson." In the meantime, Dalton Glasscock, who's with the company, is texting me saying, "You look like an idiot." He's texting me.
Hey, see, but, that's a true friend.
But I'm
telling you the truth.
So I bought the hat, and it turned out that he was right. And he said, "Todd, I got to get you out of here because she's going to sell you the entire store."
Man, Todd.
That being said, I've got an Audubon Book of Birds and a Stetson hat that hasn't seen daylight. So I may end up bringing the hat for Halloween. Maybe we'll let the listeners decide. All right, hang tight, everybody. Hour 3 coming up next. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
I want to know what it is that makes a drag show family-friendly. Because if you follow it to its logical conclusion, you can slap family-friendly titles on anything. You can have family-friendly gentlemen's clubs, family-friendly strip shows, family-friendly 50 Shades of Grey read-alouds. Will you approve my flyer if I want to host in all the sex secrets of the Kama Sutra for kids and families, if it's family-friendly? That's my question.
Wow.
What is it about a grown man, and I honestly, sincerely, as a woman, mean this, what is it about a grown man costumed in a sparkly bra with augmented boobs busting out, a leather miniskirt barely covering his twerking ass with tuck tape on his front while spreading his fishnetted legs as he writhes on the ground, grinding his groin next to a minor, family friendly? You owe us an answer.
No.
And you know, you don't get to hide by just taking something down off Peachtree and calling it a day. You owe an explanation and an apology to everyone. That has a massive problem with child porn, with sex trafficking. You, a little school district, board of adults, made the decision to feature an event to hypersexualize young children. Do you want to know that the word that defines that? It's groomer. You all played the activist pimp for in a line surgical center and for a 21 plus gay bar. It makes you groomers and activist pimps, and we won't have those sitting on a school board who oversees the education of our children. You all stepped out of line. You should be ashamed. Yep. Yep. There's nothing loving.
No.
There's nothing. Let's unite and include, because the logical conclusion of that is you end up in diabolical evil. There are boundaries, and you don't slap family-friendly titles on stuff to cover your ass.
All right, that is a mom from California, right outside of San Diego. Parents enraged that a local school board was promoting a family-friendly drag show and LGBT event. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Program, Hour 3 underway. This is not just a California issue. It's happening all over America. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We're honored to have with us Chris Widener, who is with Hamilton County Conservatives in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And Chris, I know that you guys have been dealing with a similar situation in Chattanooga.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Mr. Starnes. Appreciate it. Who'd have thought it would happen in little old Chattanooga? But about 3 weeks ago, we had a quote-unquote family-friendly drag show down at a place called the Wanderlinger Brewery, and somebody caught some video of a girl that looked maybe 5, maybe 6 years old, literally for about 5 or 6 seconds stroking the genitals of one of these drag queens dressed up as a princess or a mermaid or something like that. No desire to push her away, no desire to move away. It just happened. And the most shocking thing about all this is that there's been no outrage from anybody in government. And so we decided to start a petition, and we're going to try and pass a state law here in Tennessee. And we've gotten actually quite a bit of positive reinforcement from our state reps and our state senators. So we're interested in that, and we're excited about the possibility of getting a state law to make them 18 and over in order to go to a drag show, which would cut them out of parks, it would cut them out of schools, it would cut them out of libraries, it would cut them out of any public place whatsoever.
I'm curious, Chris, what sort of feedback are you getting from citizens there? Are you finding more people supporting this effort, or more people taking the side of the drag queens?
Oh, no. They're totally on our side. Because, in fact, and I got to give a shout-out to the LGBTQ community here in Chattanooga, there is support from them because they recognize this is not for kids. You know, this is adult behavior, just like, it may not be a perfect analogy, but it's a pretty good analogy, just like a strip club, right? You know, there are people that maybe don't like what goes on in strip clubs, but they realize there's a right to them, and so they do them in their own clubs. But you don't allow 18-year-olds, you don't allow younger than 18-year-old to be able to go to these things. So we're getting a lot of great support. And most heartening is the fact that that we've heard from a lot of politicians who said, run with that petition, get a lot of people, because we really want to do something here in Tennessee and make it a state law.
I'm curious about the church community. Are you getting any sort of buy-in from, you guys have a lot of those mega churches there in Chattanooga.
Well, that is one surprising thing, is there's been a lack of outrage from among the pastors. You know, I used to be a pastor from 1988 until 2002 when I began to write and speak full-time, and I know the struggle a lot of pastors have in regard to getting involved in things that are considered political. They don't think they can. They don't think they can take a stand. They're afraid of losing their 501c3 status, and so we just need really to educate pastors and churches about what they can and cannot do. Give big shout out to Calvary Chapel here in Chattanooga, which has always been at the forefront. They understand the laws. They actually hold a once a month meeting where they teach people what they can do politically, and they do it all legally and lawfully. So a lot of churches are not saying anything, and that's probably been one of the most disappointing things, along with our local government officials, both county and city.
Chris Widener is with Hamilton County Conservatives. They're in the Chattanooga area. They are launching a statewide effort to make drag shows illegal for anyone under the age of 18. So if you're under 18, you won't be able to go to a drag queen show. Chris, what do you think is going on here? I mean, there has really been a push over the past 5 or 6 years now to embrace the drag queens. They've been doing the drag queen story time hours at the libraries around the nation. What do you think's going on here?
Well, I think we're in a massive battle of worldviews, is my understanding and my belief. You know, we used to be Judeo-Christian, and when America was governed by Judeo-Christian values and people who held to those, not necessarily Jewish or Christian or Muslim, but they had those same values, people would have never tolerated this kind of thing. Could you imagine the founding fathers or even people 75 years ago tolerating this kind of thing? But now we're up against a secular humanist worldview that believes that all of these things are okay. And I think that the sexualization of the entire culture, let alone children, is something that they do in order to break down belief in God, to break down the family structure, to remove children from their families, maybe not literally, but figuratively, and bring them over to the side of the secular humanist.
You know, it really disappoints me, Chris, not just the churches not engaging in this, and it seems to me this would be a no-brainer for the pastors to speak out, but it's the governor of the state of Tennessee, Bill Lee. We broadcast our show from Memphis. That's where we originate our program. And I remember what Ron DeSantis did. They had a local club, a nightclub down in Florida, and they held a drag queen show for children, and the governor came a-calling. I wish we would have that kind of engagement with Bill Lee.
Yeah, and I don't know a whole lot about what's going on with Governor Lee. I'm more focused here in regard to what's happening in Hamilton County and also Chattanooga, the city of Chattanooga. I wrote an op-ed in the Chattanoogan here a couple weeks ago when this whole thing happened, and I basically said, look, there's six people that could make something happen immediately. It's the mayor of Chattanooga, it's the city attorney, and it's the police chief, and then the Hamilton County government, which is, of course, Mayor Womp and his sister, who's our DA, as well as the brand new police chief or the sheriff chief, Austin Garrett. Any one of them could announce an investigation. I mean, we literally, Todd, we have it on film of a molestation taking place. And about the worst thing, the only thing that happened was Mayor Womp called it gross. And then he got a bunch of blowback, and he kind of backtracked it a little bit. But any one of them could open an investigation. We have it on film.
But they don't want to do that because that would open themselves up to controversy from these radical sex and gender folks.
Well, yeah, but if you're going to cave every time somebody comes knocking on your door and screaming at you, you may as well just give up and go home, because it shouldn't be whoever screams the loudest and makes the most threats. We should be a law-abiding, community and with civic standards. And that's one of the things, again, that I like about having a broad base of appeal. There's Republicans, there's Democrats, there's libertarians even, and then there's people from the LGBTQ community. All of them are saying, hey, there's some civic standards, and one of those should be kids should not be allowed to be in these things. If you want to do it as an adult, have at it. It's a free country, but not under the age of 18.
All right, Chris, we're going to leave it there. Folks, hcconservatives.com, that's the website, hcconservatives.com. We've got a link on our live show blog, and you can access it there. Chris, good luck on your petition drive.
Thanks, Todd. I appreciate you and all your leadership you're doing here in Tennessee.
All right, Chris Widener, ladies and gentlemen, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Now, the person who needs to take a stand here is the governor. And Governor Bill Lee clearly is not a Ron DeSantis sort of governor. And that's a conversation for another day. All right, we've got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. You know, they call it the Golden State, but now California leads the nation in homelessness and crime, while businesses and taxpayers are fleeing. And the woke agenda is so bad, they're pushing for non-citizens to sit on juries and kids as young as 16 to vote. Governor Gavin Newsom may run for president. Now Rob Schmidt goes to California to expose the madness. All this week he's in Los Angeles telling the truth about California's dangerous ways and how it could infect America and your state. Got to watch Rob Schmidt tonight on Newsmax, 7 o'clock Eastern. Millions tuning into Rob and Newsmax for the news they can trust. You can find Newsmax on all major cable systems. And if they don't carry it, call and demand Newsmax. Millions have already made the switch. You can watch Rob Schmidt tonight and switch to Newsmax. You won't look back. right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. This item just in from Ukraine. The president of Ukraine is now calling for the United States to fork over more money. You know, this is what gets me. Have you ever seen these folks, and they're on the food stamps, right? But they don't call them food stamps. They got the card now, so it looks like a credit card. And they're in line, and if you're using food stamps, it means what? It means you're on a hard time, you maybe lost your job, you've hit a rough patch, and the whole point of that food stamp program is to make sure that you don't go hungry. But how many times, and you know you've seen this, you're in the line and they've got the ground chuck and they've got the steaks and they've got all this food, which is, I'm sure, would be delicious, but can they really afford it? And is that the whole point of having food stamps? Or, and you've seen this, this used to make me so mad when I lived in New York City. And Grace Baker, it costs a lot of money to live in New York City. A lot of money.
I know. You pay like $3,000 for a shoebox.
Let me put it this way. You make $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year here in Memphis, you're going to be able to buy a house.
Yeah.
You're going to be able to have a good life.
Comfortable.
You'll be comfortable. In New York City, that's poverty. I mean, you cannot live by yourself in an apartment in New York City for that amount of money. So you have to go, you have to live a little further out. And I remember when I first started working at Fox, they paid me a certain amount of money, and I could only afford to live in a certain part of town. But I would remember I'd take the subway, and the subway would go through the big housing projects and the developments. And these are beautiful. They're big buildings.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all along Central Park, so they have immediate access to the park. And you could see, because they all had big windows, and you could see the flat-screen TVs in the homes.
That's crazy.
And you're sitting there, you're shaking your head, and I'm like, really? I gotta have a 90-minute commute to and from work because my tax dollars are paying for this crap.
Yep, exactly.
That's what I see when I see Ukraine.
Ooh. I mean, my thing is, like, we just don't have money to be handing out anyway.
So here's, we've already given him billions of, I don't know where we're at here with the price tag, but
how
tens of billions of dollars.
How many more steak dinners do you need?
Well, I'm going to answer that question. Zelensky just announced they need $38 billion more dollars to cover their budget deficit.
That's a lot of steaks.
Not finished. They need $17 billion to rebuild infrastructure. They need $2 billion to rebuild their electric energy infrastructure. Oh, the tree huggers aren't going to like that. Oof. And they need not less than $5 billion for gas and coal purchases. Oh, they're really not going to like that. I mean, why not just go ahead and make them the 51st state in the union?
I like that idea at this point.
Makes no sense. Folks, I'm telling you, it is time to pull the plug. Zelensky is on his own. And I say that because I'm sick and tired of this guy eating the steak dinners, drinking the wine. They're having the big outdoor concerts for the Ukrainians. Everybody's enjoying the summertime. And allegedly, there's a war going on. And we're funding it. And it seems to me that the whole point of the Biden administration and their policy in Ukraine is to get us into a shooting war with Russia. So I say it's time to pull the plug. You know, we gave it the best shot we could give them. We sent them tens of billions of dollars worth of aid. We got them all the military equipment they needed. And if that's not good enough, then I say we just have to cut the purse strings. It's time to cut the purse strings. All right, let's go to the phones here. Keith, North Carolina, on the Talk Station. Hey, Keith, what say you?
Well, Todd, you said something that was so funny, it almost made me stop breathing. If we made Ukraine our 51st state, we could quit defending its border.
Well, there you go. That's a great point. I mean, that would be the first order of business, is to pull the troops from the border.
But the reason that I called, though, is I have yet to hear, unless I'm mistaken, when this country was founded and when we did our Declaration of Independence, our founders swore their oath, their property, their sacred honor, everything. I have yet to hear of one Ukraine oligarch be willing to give up their yachts and their money and everything else to defend what they say is their country. Where is their money?
It's a great question. It's a great question, Keith. Something is just not right about this in Ukraine. It hasn't felt right from day one. It's almost like a wag the dog situation where it's a war that has been made up for one purpose. And it seems to me the purpose is to pit the United States against Russia and get us in the middle of a shooting war.
That and the milk is dry.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, Keith, at what point do you draw the line? And nobody's willing to ask that question on Capitol Hill, but, I mean, are we talking $1 trillion, $2 trillion? Where do we draw the line with all of this?
I don't know. I quit a really good job at a major grocery retailer because I got tired of watching these people going into the back and have lobsters steamed, crab legs steamed, shrimp steamed, get fresh steaks, and coming through and paying with EBT.
And
I told the manager, I said, I will not ever do that again, and I'm just going to walk out the door.
Keith, and we have all seen it with our own eyes.
Yeah, well, listen, you guys have a great day and keep up the good work, Tom.
All right, Keith, good hearing from you. Look, I'm just looking out for the American taxpayers here, people. We're the one buying those steaks. And if you've got enough money to go buy a steak dinner, then you've got enough money and enough time on your hands to go out there and get yourself a job. Get off the couch and get a job. Got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Tom Stern Show. All right, Grace, Kyle said he's going as Ted Lasso for Halloween.
Yeah, I think that's a great bunker. Idea. Never right. seen the show, but good idea.
Ted Lasso, and you're going as some obscure video game character.
Princess Daisy from Mario.
Okay.
Come on, people.
Ricky says, Todd, you need to go as Buford T. Justice from Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh.
That's a great character. Junior, give me a Diablo sandwich. Give me a sandwich.
You got the accent down.
There's no way that you came from my loins.
Oh, please never say that word ever again.
Buford T. Justice right there. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We're going to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now. I wonder if Denise Harley, she's senior counsel over at Alliance Defending Freedom and the Center for Life Director. Do you remember Smokey and the Bandit, Denise?
I've heard of Smokey and the Bandit. My dad watches a lot of Grit Channel and tells me about these, these good old-fashioned things that I missed out on.
We've got to get you educated, Denise, culturally educated here. Well, Denise, we're so excited to have you with us. You know, Alliance Defending Freedom, we take great pride in telling the stories of the work you guys are doing. And, of course, all this month we are raising money for Alliance Defending Freedom so that you guys can continue to do a very important work for religious liberty in this country and for life. And, folks, Alliance Defending Freedom, go check out our website, click on the banner, and we need your help to raise some funds there. Denise, you guys were very instrumental in working with Mississippi to draft that original 15-week pro-life law that eventually ended up at the Supreme Court, and a lot of people may not know that.
That's right. Alliance Defending Freedom was honored to work with Mississippi to overturn Roe, and now we're working in about a dozen states across the country to defend their pro-life laws. It all started with an ADF model bill idea that we had. Mississippi legislators were eager to adopt our legislation, the 15-week limit on abortion, as a test to Roe versus Wade. And we've now seen what God has seen fit to do, which is to overturn Roe and give our nation a tremendous opportunity to affirm the dignity of human life.
I remember in the early days of all of this happening, and you guys were, not necessarily you guys, but Mississippi lawmakers were getting a lot of blowback and saying that this was just a waste of time and resources, and there was no way that this sort of law would have any sort of an impact in the nation.
Yes, well, you know, water
surprise,
under the bridge.
Surprise, surprise.
There were some differing viewpoints on that, but we had the opportunity to defend it in court. We participated in the briefing worked on the briefs in the trial court, all the way up through the Federal Court of Appeals, all the way to the Supreme Court. We coordinated the amicus effort, and we got more than 80 amicus briefs, which is a record number on a case like this, wow, in support of our side. And so we said, okay, you know what, it's a challenge, but millions of lives are at stake, and we're going to give it our absolute best, and we're not going to give up until you know, we see what God has in store. And so this is sort of what Alliance Defending Freedom is all about. We do this with religious freedom, free speech, parental rights, sanctity of life. We trust in God, and we just show up and do the faithful work.
Now, the interesting thing about Roe v. Wade, a lot of people thought in the mainstream media, oh, abortion is outlawed. No, it just sends the issue back to the states, which is why you guys are involved in so many of these other states defending their pro-life laws. So the fight is really just getting started.
That's right. In a lot of ways, this is really just the beginning. The handcuffs of Roe have been taken off, and now the opportunity is back in the states. And I tell you what, the other side was ready on day one. They filed a whole bunch of lawsuits, and my team, Alliance Defending Freedom's life team, is extremely busy litigating these cases, trial, appellate level, putting evidence in the record, expert testimony about fetal development and the harm to women, the maternal health consequences from abortion. But it is a busy time, and now really is the moment where we finally can do all the things that we've been wanting to do with pro-life laws. And so that's what we're here for.
And it's not just one attorney here. I have to imagine there are a lot of people involved in this process.
There are. Our life team has 5 attorneys, which is a small staff for what we have to do. But Alliance Defending Freedom really is an alliance. And so we work with about 4,000 attorneys, volunteer attorneys across the nation who care about our issues, who donate pro bono hours. And we also have developed really good relationships with state attorneys general, state governors, state legislators who trust Alliance Defending Freedom to come in and advise them on the constitutionality of legislation, the strategy, because we are, you know, we've been in this fight for almost 30 years, aiming to overturn Roe. And so we're, in a lot of ways, kind of the subject matter experts that can come in, come alongside states, and help make sure that their pro-life laws really do protect life and protect moms and their babies.
And again, this is why people donating to Alliance Defending Freedom is so vitally important. And folks, you can make that donation on our website, toddstearns.com. Just click on the ADF banner. Because Denise, case in point here, you guys don't charge your clients. You guys do this work pro bono.
We don't charge our clients. And that's just one of the best things about my job is, you know, we take cases we believe in, and we seek justice, and we don't send the clients a bill. We're defending their God-given freedoms, and so we're a ministry in that way, and that allows all of our supporters to participate in the work we're doing. Our doors are open because of generous people who feel called to care about this mission and support our work, and so that's what we're asking for now, and we're just so grateful.
All right. Well, we're going to leave it there. Denise, great work, and we're just honored to be partnering alongside you guys and helping you raise that money that we know is going to go to a very worthwhile cause.
Thanks so much, Todd. You've been a faithful friend to us, and we really appreciate it.
All right. Denise, thank you again. And folks, toddstearns.com, you click on that ADF banner. I want us to be able to tell our friends at ADF that we did our part, that we raised the $20,000, and they can use that money to fight for every pro-life, for every pro-life cause in the nation. That's what's going on here. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I want to go to Judge Jeanine audio. It's really getting a little nasty on The Five, which is the afternoon show on Fox News Channel. And they've got this raving lunatic of a leftist, and I cannot remember her name. Is it Tarloff? Jessica Tarloff? I just remember her as being a very nasty, mean-spirited person during my time at Fox. Anyway, Judge Jeanine was getting in it and talking turkey about Tulsi Gabbard. Let's take a listen.
She went to visit Assad in 2017 without telling the party leadership and came back and said that the people that she met supported him. This is someone guilty of terrible war crimes. Steve Bannon liked her so much that he had to get her a Trump Tower meeting right after he won the election. Why would Steve Bannon take such a shining to
so
Tulsi?
What? What you're trying to do, first you do it with Russia, now you do it with Bannon. It has to, what you're saying is, if somebody else likes you, that's on you. I can't help it. I have some fans that can be kind of strange. That ain't my fault.
Steve Bannon isn't just kind of strange.
Well,
I'm saying if you're a Democratic official and Steve Bannon and Donald Trump think that you're aces and they want to meet with you and maybe consider you for being in the administration, you are doing something wrong.
It's not Joe Biden's fault that Joy Reid likes him. But Joy Reid is a nutcase.
Are you comparing Steve Bannon and Joy Reid?
No, I would say that I feel the same way about Joy Reid that you probably feel about Bannon.
What about the 75 million Americans who don't mind being connected to Donald Trump who voted for him? Is there something wrong with them?
Some of them, like Steve Bannon.
Oh, cut it out. Oh, come on. That's not intellectual.
Go for the person.
Okay,
let's go back to Tulsi.
Okay, let's go back to Tulsi. Look, this is very interesting. We just spoke about the Democrats' vice president that they chose based on identity politics. A woman who can't get out of her own way to discuss anything when she has the power, she has the ability to get things done in this country and in the world. She is a half-wit compared to other vice presidents. That's number one. You've got Tulsi Gabbard, who put her life on the line for this country, compared to the half-wit that we have as vice president, who can't even address the issue she's supposed to. Let me tell you something. I give her credit for calling out what happened with the Democratic Party, the DNC, when Bernie Sanders was edged out by Hillary Clinton, when she got the questions from what's-her-name, who said that we were criticizing her because she was a good Christian woman. What was her name? Donna Brazile. I mean, let's talk turkey. You want to talk turkey? Let's talk turkey.
Smacked her down. Don't mess with Judge Jeanine. You think Judge Judy's rough. You got to just wait and see what Judge Jeanine's going to do to you. Good for you, Judge. Folks, we got to take a break. 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. All right, do you have a granddaughter or a daughter who excels in sports? Maybe she's been in, I don't know, swimming competitions all her life, hoping for a scholarship in track and field when she goes to college. Well, if your daughter or the daughter of a friend or a neighbor has been dreaming of a scholarship, her dream could very well be turned into a nightmare, especially if she's forced to compete against male athletes who are physically bigger and stronger. And thanks to an executive order signed by President Biden, supposedly pushing for equality of the sexes is like the thing now. But Alliance Defending Freedom thinks that concept is wrong. As a matter of fact, ADF has gone to court in Connecticut and other states defending the rights of female student athletes. They're fighting to protect their God-given rights. ADF never charges a dime to clients. How many times have we shared that with you over the past few days now? But that's because their legal costs are all defrayed by generous tax-deductible donations from listeners like you. So I want you to call my new phone number. This is a brand-new number today. It just got activated, 855-417-6556. That's 855-417-6556. Or you can go to ToddStarnes.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. Your first gift to ADF will be matched 100% by a generous friend of Alliance Defending Freedom. So whatever you can donate will be instantly doubled. We're about midway through, folks, midway through, and we're nowhere near our numbers that we need to raise. So I just want to tell you, don't let your daughter, don't let your granddaughter down. Sign up today to help ADF help you. And again, that number again, 855-417-6556. That's 855-417-6556. Well, we've got an action-packed show coming up tomorrow. Lots of lawmakers coming on the program as we get closer and closer to the midterm races. There is a huge, huge race underway in New Mexico. And talk about ugly. So the sitting governor, Governor Grisham, Michelle Grisham, got called out last night. You got to listen to this, cut number 5.
Here we go again.
This is what 25 years in government gets you. This gets you a governor who wants to play Jeopardy. She wants to go and get Alex Trebek wound up. Let me see what I can ask. And let me tell you something, Governor. People have had enough of the political games. It's garbage at this point. And let's talk about this. You said you've been more transparent than any governor in history. Governor, you grabbed a male staffer's crotch, a gay male, and then you said, is there anything down there? You then paid him $150,000, Governor, and then you made him shut up about it. And now you have the gall to sit up here and not only victimize James Hallinan, but you re-victimize him. If you remember back, you said during the Andrew Cuomo scandal, if you don't believe those who go and bring these charges, then you're re-victimizing. So you're victimizing, re-victimizing, and now, and the topper of all toppers, you're creating yourself as the victim. Governor, this is the sort of thing that people cannot stand. You've never come clean. You've never said, look, I made a mistake. Here we go. You've just continued to lie about this issue time after time after time. And let me tell you about experience. Experience, especially the experience we need in this office, is someone with character. Someone who has been in tough situations and doesn't lie about them, doesn't belittle people, and doesn't try to shrink other people to make themselves feel better. You, on a regular basis, do that in every single way. You shut down stores, and then you go jewelry shopping. You shut down our ability to see our families, and then you hold parties. And then you keep our kids out of school, and you roll up to Navajo Lake, and you have a party with your friends while we're on lockdown. You are a hypocrite, Governor.
Oh, my goodness. That escalated quickly. That's Mark Ronchetti. He is the Republican running for governor there in New Mexico. And I mean, just brutalized the governor there. And she said nothing. What can you say? I mean, that's pretty heinous behavior. But this is the kind of approach Republicans have to take. So I say good for you, Mr. Ronchetti. Good for you, Carrie Lake, as you guys are getting out there and pulling a Ron DeSantis, Donald Trump, and just taking the fight right to him. And you got to do that. I want to clear up some news that's going out there about Tommy Tuberville from Alabama. So he rightfully called out these folks that are going around pillaging and plundering, looting our stores in the name of reparations. And he was accused of being a racist. And so Corinne Jean-Pierre, during the White House press briefing, had this to say, cut number 7.
When a Democrat says something racist or anti-Semitic, we hold Democrats accountable. When a MAGA Republican says something racist and or anti-Semitic, they are embraced by cheering crowds and become celebrated and sought after endorsements. Senator Tuberville, let's not forget, this just happened, saying black people commit crimes. Doug Mastriano attacking his opponent in Pennsylvania governor's race for sending his children to a Jewish day school.
All right, this woman's a liar. There's no way to him or Hall. KJP is a liar. If you go back and listen to Tuberville's comments, and we've got them on our website, you can go and find them. Not once did he say anything about skin color. Never said a word about skin color. As a matter of fact, though, he was correct in his assertion that the rioting and the pillaging and the plundering was defended as reparations. And we know that because we played the audio earlier this week from the Chicago leader of Black Lives Matter, who actually said that looting, stealing bags from and clothing from Gucci is reparations. It's not a crime. It's reparations. But for KJP to come out and say that Tuberville, let's listen.
If somebody decides to loot a Gucci or a Macy's or a Nike, because that makes sure that that person eats, that makes sure that that person has clothes, that's reparations. That is reparations. Anything they want to take, take it, because these businesses have insurance. They're going to get their money back. My people aren't getting anything.
There you go. So for KJP to go out there and accuse Tuberville of being a racist, that is a dangerous thing, especially in the southern states. That puts a great big target on the senator's back, and it's not right. How do you think the senator's family is going to feel? People going around calling him a racist. And this isn't from MSNBC or CNN. It's right there from the White House podium and the White House press briefing room. Shame on UKJP. She lied to you, ladies and gentlemen. So where's the $1 billion settlement from the White House to Senator Tuberville? Anybody want to talk about that? All right, we got to get out of here. Been a busy day. We're going to do it all over again tomorrow. 25 days, ladies and gentlemen. 25 days. Get out and vote, America.